This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Please give us a call. I'm actually doing live radio right now, just getting a thought here. But if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to watch us live, you can go to YouTube, Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach for his trust over there, beforeitsnews.com. And just click on there and jump on our live chat, friends. Yesterday we had about 300 people on the show, but we can see that the show is glitching today. I don't know why it was glitching yesterday. It will fix itself. Don't worry about that, okay, friends? Don't be deterred by that right now. We're here, and jump on the live chat. Throw out what you have onto the table, friends, because I love your insight. I love your input, and we appreciate every single one of you. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to YouTube right on the side of the page, or go over to Michael Roach's website, Before It's News. Now, friends, I want to get to this really quick today because I had a guy who went to one of my videos, and you want to talk about straining at a gnat and swallowing a big, big camel? This is what they do. And interestingly enough, one guy goes over to one of my videos, 20 years of videos, friends, 20 years of videos, never heard anything like this before. He said, you know what, don't use words like abide and abode. He goes, don't try to act like you're more intelligent than you really are. And I texted him back. I was just kind of flabbergasted a little bit, like, what are you talking about? Abode and abide. I study Old English all the time. I read the Cambridge version of the Bible. And I must have been quoting scripture to say abide and abode. And I said, you know what, dude? I said, you're like the guy who strains at the gnat and swallows the big, big camel. And I said, furthermore, scripture tells us that we're to save others with fear, pulling them out of the fire, even the garments spotted by the flesh. We're to reprove that, friends. We're to have nothing to do that. That's found in Jude 1:23. But pulling them out of the fire, that's what scripture says. I said, you're kind of like the guy when the house is on fire. You critique the guy trying to warn the people to get out of the burning house rather than yelling yourself. And I don't understand people like you. And then I went back and I said, furthermore, I said, that's from scripture, abide and abode. And I must have been reading scripture during that particular time. Oh, they would have none of it. And again, what they're doing, friends, is they're rejecting the counsel of God against themselves. Friends, don't fall into that lot. Don't fall into that lot. I mean, are you going to get angry at me if we're on the top of a mountainside and I'm telling you, listen, there is a precipice coming up here and there's no signs warning you that there's a precipice, and I've noticed cars are going over the end of the cliff, crashing at the bottom to their own destruction. Are you going to get mad at me for telling you the truth of the matter? Because, folks, there's people out there like that. And again, what it comes down to is those that are rejecting the counsel of God against themselves. And it's temporary. Just for the record, it's temporary. What we're going to be talking about today is vigilante justice. When the law fails to serve us, then we must serve as the law. And before I get to that, I want to go to an article that I did yesterday, I was highlighting yesterday, concerning how those that call themselves Christians and those that claim to be the seed of Abraham during in biblical times, which they were in fact, but keep in mind, these were the people that claimed to be the children of God that were crying out, crucify him, crucify him, we have no king but King Caesar. Well, friends, I want to tell you something. Today, the same thing is happening. And this is one I want to highlight for the next couple segments before I get over to vigilante justice. Folks, I'm seeing signs that would blow your mind away. Slogans, mottos coming from professed Christian conservatives. I mean, folks, what they are is deluded blasphemers is what they are. They're saying one nation under God. No, that's not what they're saying. They're saying one nation under Trump. I mean, folks, again, you can't make stuff up like this. One nation under Trump. Or how about this one? In Trump, we trust. In Trump, we trust, some of these people are saying. You know what the conservatives are saying? These professed Christian conservatives, it's a lack of Christianity, friends, are saying on the campaign trails, they're calling themselves re-Trumplicans. You heard me right. Re-Trumplicans, friends. That's what they're calling themselves. This is blasphemy. One nation under Trump? In Trump we trust? You know what they're doing for Thanksgiving? They're calling it Trump's giving. My goodness, friends. I mean, again, you can't make up what these people do. And it shows you, again, how biblically and constitutionally illiterate they have become. But friends, I want to tell you something. Donald Trump is not the law in this country. He is a representative of the people to uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. He is not the law. Article 6, Section 2 of the United States Constitution is the law, based on common law, the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence, God's Mosaic Institution. That's why we have something called common law in America, just so you know. Furthermore, I want to reiterate the point that we don't have leaders in this country. We have representatives of the written law. Okay? When you begin to believe that they are leaders, I would ask you the question, what are they leading? Because again, it's their job to discover and apply and magnify the law against crime, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. To maintain order, friends, and to restrain men from sin. What are they supposed to lead up? They're not leaders. They're said representatives. Going back to those that are crying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. Keep in mind, these were the children of God. These are the same people today, friends, that are crying, crucify anybody that dares speak out against Donald Trump. Crucify them. We have no king but King Trump. It's a fact. And how many people listen to me on a daily basis who can listen to the truth of the matter as I pull the corrupt fruit off the branch of this corrupt administration that attempts to justify his crimes and transgressions against the very laws that he's to uphold is amazing. It's amazing. Hey, friends, you know what my personal favorite is? And I say this sarcastically, is when these biblical and constitutional illiterates hold up signs saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, for Donald Trump. I'm going to come right back to this. I'm going to tee it up. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. And then we're going to get over to vigilante justice. I have you for 2 hours today, okay, from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. Thank you for your trust. We love you with our hearts. 1 John 3:18. We'll be right back on the other side.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, please do. Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. Several hundred videos out there bringing about resolve if you're willing to be the strength of the Constitution. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. Also give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because there is no king but King Jesus. And what we're talking about right now, friends, are the ones who were claiming to be the children of God during the time of Christ incarnate in the flesh. They were the ones responsible, along with the Herodians and the Pharisees, that Jesus warned us of in Mark 8:15, that were crying out, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Jesus. Well, the same thing's happening today. Crucify anybody that dares speak out against Donald Trump. Crucify anybody that dares speak out against our king, because we have no king but Donald Trump. Same thing happening today, friends. And I want to tell you something. There's a whole lot of people in this country that are sick and tired of the hypocrisies of those that call themselves Christians and conservatives of the day when nothing could be further from the truth. Period. I was just highlighting the friends that you know, we're hearing from his followers, his worshipers, one nation under Trump. Then we have In Trump We Trust. On Thanksgiving, they have Trump's Giving. And on the campaign trail, they call themselves Retrumplicans. Yeah, that's a fact. And my personal favorite, as I said during the last segment, and I say this sarcastically, is when biblical constitutional literates hold up signs saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, for Donald Trump. Well, little do they know that they're thanking God for someone that is sent to be used for his purposes and judgment rather than what they'd hope for concerning his blessings. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 through 68. Read it when you get a moment. Remember what Calvin said? When God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, we read articles coming out by professed Christian conservatives such as, here's their title, Fake Christians Open Fire on Pro-Christian Trump. Can you believe it? Now, I want to go back to this because yesterday I brought up the point that for as long as I can remember, every single president has played the fiend in false pretenses of being a Christian on the campaign trail. But once they reach the people's White House, what do we see then? We see them for who they really are. And that's by the fruit that they bear. Matthew 7:16. Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Hussein Obama, and Donald Trump. Every single one of them have declared on the campaign trail that they were Christians until they got to office. And what'd they do? They began to upend the very Constitution that they swore to uphold. Nobody can deny what I'm saying. Nobody can dispute what I'm saying. And if you want to, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. As a matter of fact, I got a caller right now. I'm going to take Jeff from, I believe, is this Maryland, Jeff?
No, Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Oh, Massachusetts, forgive me. Go for it. What say you?
Okay, well, here's the thing. When it comes to voting for a politician, you're not voting for the man or woman. You're voting for the principles that they stand for. When I voted for Trump, I voted for a man that would build the wall, secure the border, put more money in my pocket, pro-life, pro-family, as conservative as possible. Now, in my state of Massachusetts, I mean, a lot of people in the left-wing states are very low-information voters. And the sad part is, these are the young people. Now, people who listen to talk radio like myself, I'm 49 years old. People who listen to conservative radio and Christian radio are older people. We're going off the scene. So when you talk about all this stuff about people worshiping Donald Trump, I'll bet you don't know. They're all older people, and we're going off the scene. And as this country opens its borders up for an influx of illegals and people like that, that's going to be our future and so forth. And they're not going to be voting for the principles that we believe in. It's just
Jeff, let me take you in a little bit deeper, and I'm not being disrespectful at all. The fact of the matter is Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, they were both handpicked by the powers that be. They were thrown to you as their options. And everybody says today, well, what would you have rather had, Hillary Clinton, the lesser of two evils? Well, according to 2 Chronicles 19, we're supposed to vote for neither one of them. The problem that we're having in this country is if we would listen to even past presidents, those that have preceded the likes of Donald Trump, we could learn a whole lot as to how the process goes. Franklin D. Roosevelt said presidents are selected, not elected. And I want to throw this at you, too. Because what you're seeing in America today is you're seeing the options, those that are being put up as Donald Trump's opposition, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Michael Bloomberg, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden. Everybody hates these people. And the American people in unison can say they're not legitimate candidates. We know that they're not legitimate candidates. Well, let me ask you something. Then why is the CIA-controlled mainstream media giving them all the attention that they need? I want to tell you why. Because they're there to do nothing but drive more support to Donald Trump, and you can mark my words on it. You can mark my words on it. As a matter of fact, dope dealing and drug trafficking Mitch McConnell is already saying that there's not a chance that he's going to be impeached. Okay? So the fact of the matter is the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. And let me give you one more. This is going to burst your bubble. Did you know that there's over 200 other presidential candidates in the United States of America running for the presidency for the People's White House right now? Oh, no, you didn't know that because the CIA controlled the mainstream media did not want you to know about who they were because they're not players, the clowns in the circus of politics. When Americans get their eyes off of, you know, as a matter of fact, let me say it this way, 94% of Americans say they don't believe the media. But when the media hand delivers their options, then they're pulled right back into the game that they're trying to get out of. It's all controlled opposition. Until the American people get out of this game, nothing's going to change, Jeff. I'll give you the final word.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Well, I live in a very leftist state, almost borderline communist. And, And to me, Massachusetts is pretty much already gone. And I try to vote in local elections. The last local election we had in Chelsea, I couldn't even vote for anybody because they were so far to the left. I mean,
That's right.
The candidates, and they didn't even have the research on the candidates. I just looked. I said, I don't know who these people are, and I just sat it out. In other words, when people say to vote and everything like that, what if you live in a mostly Spanish or black community? Most of them are on the plantation of the left. They're going to vote for their wallet, and everything else is just conversation. So if you don't want your country to be like Massachusetts, start thinking about voting locally in your local election. Then that's my final word. If you don't want your country to be Marxist, forget about the president, forget about your federal senators. Start putting up local candidates up in your individual town, city. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
You got it. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it from Massachusetts. Hey, friends, I want to also take you a step further than that. We know of the massive voter fraud going on in the United States of America. So for people to actually believe that their vote counts, remember what Stalin said. He said it doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. Okay? And we know that these options, just like Jeff from Massachusetts said, that, listen, they didn't even do their own due diligence on them. They gave us no information about the candidates. They were hand-picked candidates, friends, to drive you to what? The man that they wanted to be, the man that they wanted to use as the face of the agenda. And friends, I'll tell you what, they always use the good guy in the process. They never use the bad guy in the process. And again, when people begin to figure this out, I'll tell you what, it's all over for the powers that be. And the powers that be are scared to death that you're going to figure out how this game is played. Friends, the options that are given to you are the options given to you by the powers that be. They win either way. The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. Let me say it this way. Vladimir Lenin said that. Everything that the American people are afraid that what they believe the left would do to them, Donald Trump is in fact doing to them. You are under attack in this country the way that you have never been under attack, friends. For what my friends in Massachusetts just said, friends, concerning Donald Trump and why he voted for him. Yep. What has he done since he's been in office? Just the exact opposite. He's a player. Friends, has anybody paid attention to his record before he became the president of the United States of America? What, all of a sudden he goes 180 degrees the other direction just instantaneously because he knows that he now has to appeal to the Christians, 86% of them in the country. So he tells them what they want to hear, and guess who votes for him? Folks, this is what I'm talking about when I said about Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump. They all tell the people what they want to hear until they get into office. Now, I want to get back to this. And again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the ones who are claiming to be the children of God, who are the ones that were in fact crying out, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. They're the same people today, the same spirit, different bodies, friends, that are saying, crucify him, crucify him. Don't you dare say anything negative about Donald Trump, because we have no king but King Trump. I'm going to play some audio for you next up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two United States senators have been barred from visiting the Philippines over a measure that seeks to punish Philippine officials involved in the detainment of a top critic of President Rodrigo Duterte and his anti-drug crackdown. Salvador Pinello, a spokesman for Duterte, said during a news conference that the Philippine president ordered the Bureau of Immigration to deny Senators Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, and Patrick Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont, entry into the country. Pinello said, "We will not sit idly if they continue to interfere with our process as a sovereign state." Republican attempts to require photo ID to vote in North Carolina are being stopped by judges hearing arguments that the mandate is tainted by bias. A federal court announced that next week, U.S. District Judge Loretta Biggs will formally block the photo ID requirement scheduled to begin in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. You know, it's interesting. People that oppose what we're sharing with you here on live chat, they just call you names. That's all they can resort to, because they don't have facts on their side. And facts are stubborn things. And let me say it this way. Truth demands a response. And the problem that they're having is they don't have the truth on their side. I do. Hey, friends, let me say it this way. I'm right. I know I'm right. I mean, if I go up to an apple tree and I look at it and I see the apples hanging on the branches, there's the fruit that that tree bears, right? Nobody can deny that. Nobody can. But Trump followers do. And it shows you that idolatry is nothing new under the sun, and it's alive and well in America today, let me tell you that. I got to make some quick points here, because what we're talking about right now is the ones who are claiming to be the children of God during the time of Christ were the ones that were having him crucified. They were the ones saying, "We have no king but King Caesar." Same thing happening today. And the ones that his followers, namely King Trump's followers, want to crucify is anybody that dares speaks out and exposes him for who he really is. Because as they say, he's the best that we've got. No, he's not. He's the best that the two options that were given by the powers that be that you've got. And you haven't thought through as to how you've been played yet. And they're going to keep playing this game and playing this game and playing this game until you figure it out, friends. And up to now, you haven't figured it out. And what I mean here, friends, is professed Christians today will ignore or excuse or be silent about our president's immoral behavior or support for immoral behavior or unconstitutional actions and promote him as some sort of political idol all for the purposes of promoting their favorite political party, which, by the way, George Washington warned us about, political parties and the party spirit. They don't care about the law. They care about their political party. Okay? That's what they care about. They don't care about the law. If they cared about the law, then they would be a principled people, and therein lies their problem. That's why we're in trouble. So in addition to doing so, they then seek to publicly crucify anyone who points out how President Trump continuously dares the justice of God by approving of what God condemns. Well, what are you talking about? Well, listen, this guy that I did the article on, concerning fake Christians open fire on pro-Christian Trump. Yes, he really said this. He's a professing Christian. He said fake Christians open fire on pro-Christian Trump. We just had a caller in from Massachusetts, and every point that he voted Donald Trump, the reason he voted Donald Trump in, concerning the moral stance that Donald Trump was taking, for everything that Donald Trump told the people, I can show you the exact opposite as to what he's guilty of. I can show it to you, friends. And I've done it several times. And again, Scripture tells us to judge them by what they do, not by what they tell you. Okay? But this guy that wrote this article, fake Christians open fire on pro-Christian Trump, he's attacking Pete Buttigieg for calling himself a homosexual Christian. Well, let me say this, friends. Nobody takes Pete Buttigieg serious. He's not legitimate. We know that, just like Joe Biden's not legitimate, just like Barack Hussein Obama wasn't legitimate, just like Kamala Harris isn't legitimate, just like Donald Trump is not legitimate. He's just doing what he's told to do, friends. Just like Elizabeth Warren is doing what she's told to do, and the list goes on and on and on and on. They're all doing what they're told to do. And you know what's even sicker than that? A lot of people believe that, well, we need to vote them out, though. Well, let me tell you this. They were never voted in. They were planted in. They told you that they were voted in. I mean, look at this loon. Hey, folks, who in their right mind is going to vote in a Rashida Tlaib? Who in their right mind is going to vote in a Keith Ellison? Who in their right mind is going to vote in a governor that's for a sanctuary state, which is unconstitutional? Who in their right mind is going to vote in a governor that's anti-Second Amendment? Nobody. As a matter of fact, they, under false pretenses, put their hand on the Bible and swore to God and man that they were going to uphold the Constitution. Okay? So they're going in under false pretenses, a fiend pretense, friends. Counterfeit. Who in their right mind is going to vote these people in, especially knowing that we're under a Muslim threat in this country? Or at least that's what the mainstream media has been telling us for 18 years. Don't tell me that they've been voted in by the people in this country. Because they're not being voted in, friends. They're being put into place as plants, just like Ocasio. I mean, some of the folks, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters, Feinstein. Folks, I can keep going on and on and on. McConnell. They're not people that have been voted in, friends. Many of these people have been in there for 20 and 30 years. They're bought and paid for. I brought this up in the past, but it comes to my aid even now. If you have not seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, you need to see Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, because this is how the game is played. They're put into play, and you have political corruption along with the media working hand in glove to put in the candidates that they so choose. It's exactly what's been going on. And again, common sense comes into play. You know what's scary is when you hear old people say, or older people say, Bradley, that's just way out there. That's how many times do they need to be found out, and how many times do they need to get caught before you finally figure out that you're the ones that are dupes, that are being played by the ill-designing men in which you subject yourself to? My goodness, friends. Hey, listen, maybe that's why the Lord put me here. I'm a street kid. You can't con a con. I was raised up in North Minneapolis. I've seen it all, friends. And I'll tell you, one of the first things that you learned in North Minneapolis is not to trust people. And the Lord gives you discernment to discern when someone's lying to you and telling you the truth. And again, I've seen it all. So once later on, friends, in my 20s, all of a sudden the Lord puts me into this mess, the church and the government all of a sudden, man, I thought it was going to be a whole different world in a positive sense. Nope. The Lord put me right where the snakes are, friends, because this is exactly where they are. And they're as easy to find as the nose on your face and to detect. They're easy to detect, friends. And I want to tell you something. This is why the mainstream media attacks guys like me, because they're scared to death of guys like me, because they don't want to be exposed. And as I always say, I'm not asking the devil for permission to obey God. It's my job to do exactly what I'm doing today. So what we have here, going back, we have a guy that calls himself a Christian conservative that writes an article called Fake Christians Open Fire on Pro-Christian Trump. So he attacks a sodomite, Pete Buttigieg, which nobody takes serious. Okay, we all know that he's not legitimate. We know this. And at the same time, what he's doing is he's calling Trump pro-Christian. Well, you know, what's interesting about all of this, friends, is who's advocating the decriminalization of the sodomite lifestyle on a global scale? Donald Trump is. You seeing what's happening here, friends? See, it's quite clear that this author is doing his best to justify the unjustifiable when it comes to President Donald Trump's antichrist stance when it comes to sodomy. Folks, sodomy is an abomination. Okay? Donald Trump, out of his own mouth, approves of this lifestyle and this immoral reprobate that this author is trying to expose as being a hypocrite named Golly. He's right when he's telling Christians that they should denounce Trump for his stance. But this professed Christian won't, because he supports Trump. I hope you're understanding the hypocrisy. If you're a little confused, friends, this is exactly why he's confused. And when you read his content, you'll understand why his readers are confused. Because, again, he's confused. See, what you have here is those that are a moral reprobate saying the right things, 2 Peter 2:16, while the religious hypocrites are feebly trying to defend the wrong, namely Donald Trump. They condemn Pete Buttigieg for being gay, but they dare not, and they say, crucify him, crucify him. Anybody that dares stands out in opposing Donald Trump for his sodomite stance on a global scale. Folks, that's called being stuck in the middle. Again, that's called straining at the gnat and swallowing the big, big camel, friends, and it's exactly what they're doing today. I want to play some audio for you, and I want you to listen to Donald Trump, because I want to get to this before the end of the hour, before we get over to Vigil Anti-Justice, okay? I want you to listen carefully, because I'm for the law, I'm not for party, just for the record, and again, we have no king but King Jesus. But before we give it over to Vigil Anti-Justice, the next topic, I want to get to one more point, because Donald Trump, not only is he enacting and advocating for the decriminalization of sodomy, you need to ask the question, why is it a felony in every state in this country? We'll look at the little kids, friends. We're going to be talking about that real quick, okay, the next hour. But it's interesting, he wants to decriminalize sodomy. Nobody's asking the question as to why is it a felony in every state of our union. They're called crimes against nature, by the way. But they don't want you to pay attention to the law. They want you to pay attention to their man, their point man, Donald Trump, and they want you to follow his lead because he's such a good guy. I want you to listen carefully concerning the topic of same-sex marriage. And this is Donald Trump before he became the president of the United States. Listen carefully.
Do you support marriage equality?
It's irrelevant because it was already settled. It's law. It was settled in the Supreme Court. I mean, it's done.
So even if you appoint a judge that...
It's done. You have... these cases have gone to the Supreme Court. They've been settled. And I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that. It's been settled. Hey, friends, did you know that Donald Trump is being praised on a global scale by the homosexuals? Thanks, Daddy Trump. I got the tweet right in front of me. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the ones who claim to be the children of God. We're the ones crying out, crucify him, crucify him. It's right on the front page right now. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on there. I have all the audios for you, and I have all the visuals for you. Okay, so you can see it come out of his own mouth for yourself as to what he's advocating. He's daring the justice of God, and he wants you to dare the justice of God along with him and accept this new agenda where it's all zeroed in on, guess who, friends? The children. The children. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to show you that the Supreme Court is not the final say. on any issue. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you want to call in, please do. Love hearing from you. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about friends, the ones who are claiming to be the children of God were the ones crying out, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. Same ones saying, don't you dare speak out against Donald Trump, because if you do, then you're a never-Trumper. I mean, folks, these are the people that say they have a problem with the left, and they're the hypocrites. Because if they were the right, and they were doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, right? They don't want you to see that, folks. They have the board in their eye, and they want to tell everybody how they're supposed to live their lives, yet they themselves don't practice it. So we have taken the time to show you who the problem is, okay? These are the people that are the problem in this country. Those that call themselves Christians, profess Christians, and those that call themselves conservatives. As a matter of fact, if you want to ask their kids, they can tell you too, because 86% of those that call themselves Christians, conservatives, and or patriots are the ones that are sending their kids in to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government. These are the same people. These are the same people leading up the church. These are the same people leading up, friends, governments. They all call themselves Christians and conservatives. Yet what they do is the opposite of what a Christian does. So that makes them a hypocrite, right? And that's exactly who they are. Matthew 23, verse 3, do as they say, but don't do as they do. That's exactly right. In the whole chapter, Jesus Christ took the time to rebuke every single one of them. They are the problem, just for the record. I'm highlighting right now a professed Christian conservative who wrote an article, Fake Christians Open Fire on Pro-Christian Trump. Oh my goodness. Yes, he really said it. It's an attack on Pete Buttigieg. and how Pete calls himself a Christian gay man. No such thing. Oxymoron, friends. We all know that he's not legitimate, right? But this individual's trying to protect Donald Trump because he's his opposition running for the presidency, right? And that's what they want you to believe. Okay? But they want you to drink in the Kool-Aid. They don't want you to look at Donald Trump and his hypocrisies. They want you to look at Pete Buttigieg and his contradictions concerning scripture. Rightly so. But the fact of the matter is, friends, they're both wrong. I just played some audio on Donald Trump, how he's, you know, the one that's decriminalizing sodomy on a global scale. I didn't know that he was a president of the world, friends. I can't find that in the Constitution. But he's acting as such. Why? Because his followers are giving him free rein to do so. Okay, and I'm here to tell you that the sodomites on a global scale are praising Donald Trump. They are saying, thanks, Daddy Trump, for decriminalizing homosexuality. And just for the record, for those that are paying attention, the whole homosexual agenda is caving in on a global scale. Of course it is. Especially in America, and I'm about ready to show you why. Because there's vigilante justice. And there's people in this country that are not going to put up, and they're not going to bend the knee, and they're not going to bend over in the sense of allowing their oppressors to rule over them, in any sense of the word. But I want you to catch this real quick. Does Scripture justify or condemn sodomy? Do Christians justify what God condemns? Exodus 32:26? Of course not. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24, Jude 1:27. That is 29 scripture references condemning homosexuality, when in fact there's 33 of them in the Bible. You know, I'm humored when people say, well, I couldn't see that in scripture. No, you didn't want to see that in scripture. You had your finger on your eyeball. You didn't want it. You were like a pigeon picking peas, picking and choosing what you liked and what you didn't like. Right? That's what these hirelings in America do all day long. That's why we're in trouble today. Right? Folks, is it the Christian duty to reprove and correct those who are in error? Yes, 2 Timothy 3:16. Trump said that if the Supreme Court declared gay marriage as the law of the land, then it must be so. No, not true. Not true. To consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one who would place us under the despotism of oligarchy, where few rule over many. Who said that? The third president of the United States of America, one of our founders. Okay. Let's take a look at one of those unelected Supreme Court injustices that Donald Trump agrees with. Let's just go to, well, let's say Alina Kagan. Alina Kagan is the former dean of students at Harvard. And contrary to Harvard's founding motto, for Christ and the church and for the glory of Christ, Kagan is known for, guess what, friends, queerifying Harvard. During her tenure, if you want to call it that, her crime spree, she did the following. Kagan hired, listen carefully, former ACLU, a subversive communist organization, lawyer William Rubenstein to teach, listen carefully, queer legal theory, in which taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender, blank, expletive, involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. That is a big no-no. All of it is. But the sexuality of minors. Folks, this is a Supreme Court judge. Kagan also hired other radicals, a lesbian and a transsexual, to teach transgender law courses, whatever that means, as well as Cass Sunstein, who has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. Kagan viciously attacked our military in opposition to Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Notice the name that your government gave it, friends. Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Well, isn't that their motto concerning every issue, friends, that they get exposed for? Exactly. Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Even banning military recruiters from coming on campus, Kagan's attempt to ban the recruiters was unsuccessful. And even after losing her legal campaign, this is a Supreme Court judge, she encouraged students to continue protesting them. Well, many of you are saying right now, well, Bradley, I've never heard of Alina Kagan. Yeah, she's been there for some time now. That homosexual sodomite foreign plant, Barack Hussein Obama, appointed her. Why? Because she's a radical. Okay. And Donald Trump agrees with Alina Kagan and the Supreme Court because they said it was so. Do you agree with that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Kagan's radical activism on campus was so toxic that there was even a campaign, friends, to make the entire university trans-inclusive, using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy to spew gender confusion among students on campus. I'm not making this up. I don't think anybody could make this up. She's sitting on the bench, friends. Eleni Kagan, for those that didn't know, never judged a case a day in her life. What is she doing there? Yet unqualified, she's unelected, but she was appointed. It all went through under the radar. She was appointed by the good guys, friends, without your notice. Unqualified for office himself, Barack Obama saw fit to qualify her on the Supreme Court bench. Just in time for the court to review what? Homosexual marriage. Now, does she sound legitimate? Well, if you say no, then how is it that you legitimize Donald Trump, who agrees with her assessment? Because you're a partaker of it. You're an accomplice in the sight of God to accept this. People might also want to take the time to take notice to Donald Trump's Evangelical Advisory Board. And to help you further understand Donald Trump, just look to those that he has around him. Rodney Howard Brown is on his Evangelical Advisory Board. Remember the Laughing Prophet? He's probably one of the most despised people in the church in America today. But if you read 1 Kings 13:33, Jeroboam, who returned not from his sin, he appointed the lower sort, the baser sort of priests. Why? To demoralize the people, to lower the standard of expectation. Let me say this. Jesus Christ is the standard. Man is not. Jesus Christ is the king. Man is not. Period. Donald Trump also has on his Evangelical Advisory Board none other than the he who caved on sodomite marriage as well, Robert Jeffress. Folks, I've told you before, with experience, testimony, the higher I go, the more I understand why we're in trouble today. Robert Jeffress is one of those. Paula White, she is a heretic, friends. She is on Donald Trump's Evangelical Advisory Board. Jerry Falwell Jr. is another one. He's in a scandal right now trying to hide pictures that he doesn't want the public to see. Folks, this is craziness. Folks, what these people are is these people are self-made leaders. And let me say this. The people that you accept in the hierarchy in the church today, Franklin Graham, Billy Graham, Rick Joyner, I can go around the boards, friends. Out of all that I know of, there's probably three of them that are the real deal. The ones that the media supports, the one that media holds up, friends, and keeps them in the limelight, I can tell you this firsthand experience, friends, they're compromised men that are going along to get along. They're diplomats is what they are, and diplomacy is seduction in another guise. These are the best that you have, and because the best that you have are taken heed to by the people in this country, it shows you as to why you're in trouble in this country, because you have had man before you as the author and the finisher of your faith, rather than Jesus Christ being the author and the finisher of your faith. Because if Jesus was truly the author and the finisher of your faith, you wouldn't put up with this in any sense of the word. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. That will help you understand as to what I'm sharing with you right now. We got hour two coming up on Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Vigil anti-justice. When the law fails to serve us, then we must serve as the law. I'm going to share some stories with you of those that have been victims, of those that have assailed them. Crazy stuff.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you wanna come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.